it or you leave it, but I'll tell it anyhow. There's a story you should know. Amelia was a hero in all of our hearts. That's what they want you to know. She landed in the headlines on the first day of July, when Electra hit the ocean bed, flying 1,500 miles from her allotted course. Was not what all the newsstands said.
Oh, Amelia, it's true, lady of the air, this I'm not disputing anyhow. If what Mr. Gurner says is only half the truth, oh, Amelia.
Captain Noonan, her navigating force, from New Guinea to the Howland Isle. 30 minutes fuel left, no landfall, came the cry. All of us believed them for a while. For 30 days the Lexington and others searched the sea before pronouncing Earhart lost. All was going smoothly and the senators relaxed. Amelia and Noonan paid the cost, but his CBS man Gurner was confused by all the facts. He said there's someone telling lies. Amelia's plane was not the one they detailed in the news. The fuel tanks alone were twice that size.
Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the lady of the air, this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gurner says is only half the truth, oh, Amelia.
Many who had no cause to lie. He was working in the harbor on that day when Saipan was a wartime stronghold of the Japanese. Hazel saw the fires led away. So who's to point the finger more so? Who's to say what's right? Me, I just wanted you to hear how brave Amelia Earhart, First Lady of the Air, Frederick Noonan ended their career.
Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the Lady of the Air, this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gurner says is only half the truth, oh, Amelia.